Really, from day one when we signed him, you know, that was the approach. That's the approach we took, you know, as an organization. And, you know, same with him as far as, you know, getting to know his teammates, you know, not in the practice element, but as far as just communication. And he's that kind of guy. He had that same reputation while he was in Tampa. You know, and same thing even at NC State, you know, as a college athlete. So, you know, I mean, he's kind of grabbed the bull by the horns, and I don't expect it to change. Well, I think he kind of raises all boats. You know, he has a high expectation, and you know, he expects that of his teammates. He works very, very hard, and he expects the same from his teammates, and I think that's contagious. Well, just having him out there. You know, I think, you know, in his rookie campaign, you know, he wasn't out there as much. And, you know, as I've said many times, it is a transition physically, you know, from college football to the NFL, even just as far as the length of it. So I think he has a lot better idea, you know, this time around than this time last year. You know, typically with young players, I think you just see a continual growth. You know, the game slows down for them, practice to practice, day to day, season to season. You know, they understand, you know, the NFL life a little bit better, how the season works. You know, I think, you know, he made that transition from his rookie year. It's, you know, that's pretty tough just getting used to the length of an NFL season. So I think with last year, with more increased time, and in particular in our offense, you know, I think he'll just continue to grow.